Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. I'm pretty goddamn sure of that. Already the fourth day of October. I mean, time is flying by, and everything's just getting worse day by day. It's Monday. It's the fourth day of October 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It was amazing outside yesterday. It was a clear blue sky, so we of course got a lot of work done. That's what you do under a clear blue sky anymore. You don't go enjoy yourself. You don't go picnic. You don't go do nothing. You just fucking work. Anyway, let's see what we're going to go into here first. Louisiana's largest hospital system will impose fee on employees if their spouse is unvaccinated. Give me a second here. We've talked about the fact that these corporations are starting to act like little fiefdoms. The CDC, you know, that's a private fucking corporation, but now they've got their own law enforcement. They're making up their own laws and they're enforcing it with they have their own fucking judicial system, which is a fucking administrative admiralty system. Excuse me a second. Which is administrative admiralty system, and they're just going to go. They'll just come. It's be the, you know, this corporation just came and fucking arrested you. I mean, Jesus, people, if we do not enforce that ninth article, these son of a bitches, there's no end to what they have planned, and they need to be shut down, and they need to be shut down now. And we'll talk about it when we get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shame the looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth-faced lawyer could get you undone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Turn the volume on, it works better. Louisiana's largest hospital system will impose fee on employees if their spouse is unvaccinated. This is from The Blaze. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Louisiana-based hospital system mandating COVID-19 vaccination. First base, COVID-19 does not exist. Never been isolated in any study. There's no sample of it, and there's no sample of the immunity, so the vaccination does not exist. It is a biological weapon meant to fucking commit world genocide. For the spouses of employees on the company benefits plan, and will add a vaccine fee for workers as long as their partner remains unvaccinated. What's wrong with this? Well, I do get procedural due process on this question, right? Or this isn't just a corporate dictate that's being, I mean, they're assessing fines, people. Yeah, just God, that's like me walking down the street and I don't like the way you fucking look. You got to pay me $20. You got, man, it's insane. I mean, I can sit here. I do day after day and just talk about how lawlessness, complete fucking lawlessness, and it's our fucking fault because we allow it. Ochsner Health, the largest hospital system in the state, in August mandated that all its employees get vaccinated or lose their jobs. That is fucking coercion. That is not a free choice. That is a fucking violation of the fucking supreme superior law of this country, ratified December 15, 1791. And we all know it. I mean, that's what we do basically in here anymore. Just, you know, talk about another violation. But this shit is entrenching this false authority, you know, with these, people like Fosse coming up to, oh, why, I might let you have Christmas or something. That'll fuck you. Ain't got nothing to say about my goddamn life, you son of a bitch. You are a non-governmental piece of fucking garbage. You're not even pretended elected as a part of this fucking phony ass fraudulent corporation that can't tell me to do shit anyway. Get your God. I mean, God, how does this motherfucker, how do they just keep going on, guys? Because we fucking allow it. That's how. Oh man, $100 per day. Let's see, what's it? Employees, sent notice to employees informing them that a health insurance surcharge of $100 per pay period will be inflicted on any employee with an unvaccinated domestic partner or spouse who is covered under the company health insurance plan. A letter sent to the employee states, "You can't. I mean, fuck you. Got to, so you decide. Maybe you decide I need my tonsils or my fucking. Maybe I should get a my appendix removed. I mean, you're going to take over my." Well, you're going to be my custodian is what you're fucking claiming here. But no, you're not, because you do not have jurisdictional authority over me. If they do this, fucking hurt them back. You know, if you can, I mean, they give you their fucking name and tell you who they are. I mean, what are you afraid of? A bunch of fucking pencil-neck pricks? Or are you afraid of their goddamn enforcers? Either way, you better get fucking tough. Or just get down on your goddamn knees and kneel down by that ditch and take your fucking 40 caliber lobotomy and be the end. It'll be the end of it. It'll be quiet. It'll stop. Other than that, you better fucking nut up and decide that you're going to fight, and you're going to fight like a fucking savage. And just get rid of this shit. We do not have to endure this. The reason we're enduring it is because we're fucking divided. The fucking people, I mean, there's a small amount, 12 to 20%, that just have to be Republicans or they got to be Democrats. How about being a fucking American? They were around before the Republicans and the Democrats incorporated, don't you know? God, to live under corporate dictate, you fucking, well, they do it mostly for mammon. I mean, that's how they fucking got it in the door, was, you know, the mammon, just like with the churches. Yeah, you can build a great big old church here, man, if you engage in commerce, and if you want to engage in commerce, then you gotta become a non-governmental fucking agency, but you are fucking governmental because the fucking, when you get that license, that you're becoming a government agent. That's why you can't tell the queer they can't get married in your goddamn church. Now, the whole congregation can be madder in hell about tough shit. You're a 501c3 corporation, and you can't discriminate, supposedly. I mean, fuck, this whole thing is so stupid. You can't discriminate purposely, but hey, with the goddamn store over there, they can tell you, well, you have to wear a mask in this store. You have no authority to tell me to do anything, no more than these son of a bitches do. What if they told you you had to fucking take, Every fucking shot out there that fucking, or else they're going to charge you $100, take out of your fucking pay. It's just theft. These goddamn insurance companies, no more people have died this year than died last year than died the year before, and they fucking know it. So this is just pure fucking theft. And but I mean, how are they going to get their goddamn premiums up to match the rest of the fucking this inflation? Oh, 5%. 5%, my goddamn ass. It ain't no fucking 5%. I've seen shit doubling, and this is their way of fucking doing a little more stealing. And also, this is coercion. This is not a free fucking choice. You either do it or we're going to punish you. That is not freedom. That is not liberty, people. And that is not fucking exercising your rights as the supreme jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. We have to fucking enforce that law. Or get ready to just live like a fucking slave on your fucking knees. How you can stand it, I don't know. Similar to our employees' vaccination requirement, this spousal COVID, now you don't even have a hold on this person. Spousal COVID vaccine fee aims to, remember, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccine doesn't exist. Fee aims to protect our entire OSHA team. Your collective, huh? Your fucking communism, you keep putting it out there. And you're watching these motherfuckers exercise power they do not have. Now they do this for long enough, people, and they fucking entrench it. And it's, you know, we have precedents. We committed treason last week and the week before that and the week before that. So now it's all right for us to commit treason. This is how these motherfuckers' minds work. Until you fucking step up and say, I mean, in the first place, we should have never allowed this to happen. Our fucking ancestors shouldn't have allowed this to happen. But by God, being as it is happening on each occasion, they should be called right on the fucking spot. You are violating the fucking second article. You are violating the fucking ninth article, the tenth article. And I mean, just straight at them and fucking, well, we could if we had a common law course. That's why that this private fucking, administrative admiralty jurisdiction that belongs to the fucking Queen of England. That's why it was fucking created and the common law was fucking removed in violation of the common law. They had no authority under Article 9. They could not fucking change the fucking procedural due process that's contained in that bill. They couldn't change nothing in it. It says no. That's what people have already told you no. And now you're fucking getting hiring thugs with fucking guns going to make the people, yeah, fuck your no. We're in charge now, really? Well, that we'll decide that after the fucking fight, won't we? Oh. This is not a mandate. I love these son of a bitches. This is not a mandate as non-employed. Now, this is why it's not a mandate. As non-employed spouses and domestic partners can choose to select a health plan outside of Ochsner health offerings. If I have to go pay more, if you do something that fucking, you know, I won't obey you and let you fucking seize my body. And fucking invade my fucking body, and I have to pay more, or I get less, if I'm punished in any way, yes, it is fucking, it is a mandate, and you don't have the fucking lawful fucking authority to put these mandates forth. They fucking know it. This is just to get you used to the idea of corporations being able just to, instead of their little corporate policies being corporate policies, you can tell them to shove up their ass because they're in violation of the law. No, this is the law. It's just like these fucking moguls over there in the goddamn Silicon Valley. Every one of them wants their little corporate fucking fiefdom here in this country. And they want to do this very same shit. They want to have their goddamn communist fucking judicial system. They want to have, I mean, you know, with the administrative admiralty, that keeps the fucking filthy rich, the one percenters, that keeps them in ultimate control of everything in this goddamn country. But they want these little fucking, I mean, these are called petty tyrants. Little pissant son of a bitches. You got a business license, and like this, Ochsner Health. Okay, now these healthcare companies, there is an oversight committee, people. And that judicial spot, I mean, the, fiduciary spot, that there's a person sitting on a fucking, board of, overseers, and they're supposed to be watching these motherfuckers. So what they're doing is the head CEO, in his personal capacity, is not working within the bounds of even the fucking policy that they've put forth. what they're doing is fucking, they're just, well, decided that they're the fucking law. And you're going to obey them. Will you have some kind of order from a court, a common law court, I require, because I am an individual, free, sovereign, national, and I'm not your 14th Amendment subject fucking citizen. So I require a fucking, a common law warrant, or else a common law goddamn judgment signed by the common law fucking foreman of the jury. Do you have either one of those fucking things? No, then you can't do this, son of a bitch. You can't tell, you can't fucking just go and do as you goddamn well please, make up your own fucking penalties, make up your own fucking goddamn policies that see, this is the Roman civil law. That's what Roman civil law is. Private policy being enforced is public law. This ain't rocket science. These son of a bitches, and they're entrenching it. Every day they're entrenching it. They're entrenching it. And then, I mean, as they break the country, you know, I've been, this weekend I talked to a person, you know, that does the logging, because we've had this burn up here, you know, and we've talked about all the fucking, how high the fucking price of timber is. You take the price of timber, but what he told me is they don't have enough loggers here to log these big trees that got fucking burned. And I mean, these are money trees. I mean, especially considering the price of fucking lumber right now. But he said that they are getting the same on the stump price. It's just like what they're doing to the goddamn ranchers. They're getting, you know, they have to, the meats, and when you go to the supermarkets, off the fucking charts. But the guy who's fucking growing the fucking meat, he can't, you know, just like Charlie wrote in his little, you know, or maybe he came up and told us about it. But, you know, took his cow to market and fucking ended up getting fucking nothing for it. So there is a fucking, a remedy to this. Go out and buy the goddamn thing from the rancher yourself. Butcher it yourself. Man, it's not. Well, if you can learn anything else on YouTube, you can learn how to butcher a goddamn cow, can't you? All you need is a couple of saws and a fucking meat cleaver and some good knives, and you can go to town on that son of a bitch. Fill your fucking freezer, man. That way this winter, when everything's pulled out and fucking, I mean, this transportation shit. The same guy I was talking about that said that the price hasn't changed at the stump for what the people who are hauling the trees get as the goddamn diesel fuel's shooting through the fucking roof. He also said that there was just a few mills that were milling the timber. And there was like, you could go there between 7 and fucking, I don't know if he said 1 or 2 or whatever it was, but it was a short fucking time. I mean, this is like a bonanza here. And nobody's fucking capitalized. Go ahead.
I did butcher one, but I got three cows getting out of the fence, and the cops are coming with a $5,000 fine, so a little more to the story.
Yeah.
And plus, there's not going to be any hay this year to feed them, and the feed is doubled in price, so the hay, because of all the rain, there's no hay.
Yep.
They can't, just all rotten.
Yeah, there's going to be food shortages coming up, people. I mean,
my freezer's full. Anybody hungry, come on, I'll give you plenty.
I was just going to ask you, what would you sell are these steers, all your cows steers?
No, they're any kind you want. You come pick them out. They're cows, bulls, steers.
What would you sell one to a private party for?
Well, I was hoping to get 500, but I'd get it down to 200 or 300. I mean, you know.
Hell yeah. See, you guys, what I'm talking about? A little elbow.
That's
huh?
That's cheap. That's cheap.
Oh, man, I'm here to tell you.
I paid 300 when they weighed 200 pounds, and then I raised them 4 years until they were 600. So, and then I sold them for 100, so I lost. But,
see what I'm telling you guys, though?
Yeah, Henry, that's what we do. You know, usually half a side of beef, which it's only, you know, me and Doc, but usually that'll last us 2 years easily.
Yeah, it depends on how, but I mean,
he's talking about, how much he's selling them for.
Yep.
My gosh, I mean, now, we didn't process our own. We haven't. Of course, I know we can. We're expecting that.
Yeah.
But to buy it, I think we were all in with processing around and buying half a side. I think we were in for $1,600, $1,700.
I know. I know what it used to cost. But what I'm saying is that, like, Charlie's told you the reasons, but, I mean, for $230, you know, that much fucking meat, I mean, my smoker would be going 24-7 making jerky, so I'd have a place to put it all, you know? I mean, that filled my freezer and then some. So
yeah, Henry, can I bring up this, too? What you're talking about is what you've been talking about. I mean, it's getting to the point to where they are threatening people's jobs now.
Yes.
I mean, I have my stepson. They're threatening him. You're either going to take the shot or you're going to lose your job. I have a cousin who's going through the same thing, and he knows everything about this. He knows it. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's starting to get so mentally fucked up is that, you know, they're going to use mammon against their own people.
They're going to use our mammon against us.
Yes. And I mean, so if you look at this so logically, it's like, okay, the intelligent person that has done the research, they're going, I'm not taking that fucking shot. Nope. Like I told my cousin, I said, well, shit, you might as well just kneel down in the ditch. Might as well if you're going to take it. You know, I what can you do? You try to do your best to, you know, but when that individual is being faced with this dilemma of not being able to buy food, for fuck's sake.
Yep.
You know, without a job, I mean, like I told him, I said, you might have to get out of your field. You know, you might have to move down here and, you know, I'm sure we can get you some driving a grain bin or, you know, whatever it may be where we live. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is extreme.
This is aggression. They are being aggressive towards us, and they're violating the fucking law doing it. And it's not going to stop till we stop it.
So I guess that's kind of mentally where I'm just, my mind goes, so what is it? So there's going to be so many people that are displaced because they won't take the shot. And we know the numbers are they lie about the numbers. So there's going to be, then, so is that going to be the catalyst that kicks this shit off?
Well, are people saying, I ain't going, no, go ahead, sorry.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. But I could see it more like, you know, like back in the days, like when the miners struck and everything, they didn't fucking leave and go somewhere else and find another job. They just, when the fucking scabs came, they beat the fuck out of them with fucking hammers and billy clubs and pistols and whatever they get. They fought the son of a bitches. They fought for their goddamn livelihood. And in turn, they beat the goddamn, I mean, who are they going to send the goddamn to, be the scabs, the National Guard that you fucking pay for out of your fucking taxes to come and fucking take your job away from you. I mean, it doesn't get no worse than this, people. But tell me where is the good place to run? Because a lady from Colorado asked me the other day. I can't answer.
There ain't no place to run.
No, there ain't.
And that's just the truth. There's, and you know, I mean, the only thing I know, you know, that, like I say to my cousin, you know, I don't have much family left. You know, I can count on one hand. And, you know, all I could tell him is, well, I don't know, you can come down here. You know, there's a lot of course, we've got a lot of farms and stuff like that. And, you know, I said, you know, you won't be making the money you're making, but at least you could find a little podunk house and survive until this kicks off. I mean, what else do you tell people?
You can't. I couldn't answer this lady. Where would you? She's in Colorado. I'd sure as fuck get out of Colorado. I would say that, you know. But where to go? I mean, shit, man. One place is bad as the other, and I mean for the whole goddamn planet. And some places it's worse. What we got here is fucking a gobbledygook, a goddamn ball of spaghetti of shit. And there's no two ways about it, but you're going to have to make fucking decisions. And you'd think that, you know, if there's 30 or 40 employees, right, and a fucking one of these, you know, name the fucking profession, but they're going to get nuked because they fucking won't take the shot. It seems like that would bring them together and you know, as a fucking force to fucking fight, to fight the son of a bitch is doing it. I mean, God almighty, 30 or 40 guys that can trust each other, and they can trust, you can trust each other, I would think. I don't know, maybe they plan FBI and that. But maybe it is just going to come down until it's just an individual fucking shootout. Because you can't, because people can't get together. I mean, it would seem that people that, like the miners, they got together, they, you know, they, I'm sure they had narcs in their goddamn ranks, and they fucking, they dealt with them. I mean, that this is fucking war. War has been declared on us, whether anybody can cop to it and fucking admit it or not. When they tell you that they're going to go to war with your Bill of Rights, that is we the people. That's our freedom. That's our liberty. They are aiming to fucking subjugate us under their unlawful 14th fucking amendment as the goddamn unlawful United States corporation that took the replace of the fucking unlawful republic, because it was never fucking ratified by we the people. The only thing we said we'd go along with is that Bill of Rights. And that is our fucking law. And if we don't get to enforcing that, I mean, just if it's enforced, they can't do shit to us, people. Think about it. We put the common law, we whip the shit out of them, whatever we have to, and get the courts back into place. And this thing takes, people will be fucking, you know, everybody always dreads going to court. Oh, God, I got to go to court. People be fucking looking forward to it. I'm finally going to get you, son of a bitch, for what you've done to me for 30 or 40 fucking years. Yep, and I got the fucking evidence right here. I bet you rich motherfuckers, you ring-knocking goddamn masons that usually just go into court and just fucking, you know, your lawyer's best buddies with fucking his fucking lawyer and him and the judge and all of them have fucking drinks together after they get through fucking y'all, three of them. But the bottom line is it's not there. This is something that has to be physically fucking enforced, because they are becoming physical. I mean, right here, you know, they're talking about a slap on, I'm going to slap you on the wrist if you don't mind me. Like, this is like taking custodial control over your fucking medical. It's like your doctor saying, oh, I'm going to decide when your appointments are. I'm gonna set you up to do this. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And it's not fucking advice. It's a goddamn order. And they have no authority to order us. Nobody does. They can't get it either, because there are no goddamn common law courts. We're at a fucking loggerhead here, people. Either we bust this son of a bitch open and we fucking enforce that fucking law, get rid of this fucking corporation, get rid of that fraudulent fucking 14th Amendment, and all the statutory, I mean, the mountain of statutory bullshit that they have put together for every fucking instance. Hey, you want to do your fucking commerce? You get the fuck off our goddamn shores. You do it out there in international waters. Because you come into here, you're under our fucking law. And you're not going to come in here and fucking be, I got lots of money, I want to control. What can I steal? Hey, Mason brother, I like this piece of land up on the river there. Well, yeah, that's Forest Service land. What can we do about that? Well, there's really no problem. You see, our brother over there, he's the head of the fucking BLM for the area. We'll have, and then the head of the Forest Service, he's the guy standing over there. That's only people that we let in. So what we'll do, we'll get that land transferred from the Forest Service over to the BLM, and by God, we'll sell it to you. Cheap. If anything, cheap, cheap. And I mean, I found some old maps that I've been missing for quite a while, and I got them out and I started looking at how vast the forest, the public lands were in this area I live in. And I look at the ones today, my goddamn, you wouldn't believe how much has been taken. And I never agreed to any of it, and it belonged to me because I'm a fucking American national. And I was given no fucking due process of the law. They just fucking sit down and they're fucking think they can be dick. I guess if you just sit down and start dictating and people let you, you're a fucking dictator. But if people say, fuck you, we outnumber you 10,000 to 1, and we're heavily fucking armed, get the fuck out of our country. And I mean, and take the goddamn war seriously. They are telling you every one of these fucking things I read you is just another attack on the Bill of Rights without sending a fucking troop. This is how these old fucking propagandists fucking work. And then finally one day, when, you know, when, just like this stuff, we just shouldn't be just throwing it. We should, fuck it, you ain't going to do, no, you're not going to do that. You may do that, but fucking there's going to be consequences. And it's like these people here, you know, $100, fucking, I wonder how much sabotage I can do to your fucking goddamn operation. I'll get my $100. And yet, I mean, people, they're turning us against one another over vaccinations. That, I mean, they couldn't get it over race. They couldn't get it on fucking gender. They couldn't get it on fucking, religion. They couldn't get us to fucking kill each other. No way. So now the COVID shot.
Yeah, but it ain't the, Henry, it's not the vaccination. It's the fact that now they're threatening people. And here you go, you know, you lose your job. Just yep. Say, let's, you don't take the shot, you lose your damn job. Okay, now this article to where they're saying, well, we're going to fine you, your insurance company, if your old lady or your old man doesn't take the shot. What's mm-hmm. the next step? Is the next step they're going to turn around and say, okay, now if you don't take your shot, you're going to lose your Social Security. You're going to yep. lose your disability. I foresee that's where they're going
You're absolutely right. That's exactly where this is headed. I mean, it'll be come to the point to where you can't buy food, even if you got money. Well, you won't either take the vaccination. Or, I mean, this is how far they would push it. This is why you got to understand you're going to have to go to that second article. These motherfuckers want to kill you. You got to get that through your head, and you got to go to that second article, and you got to get ready to fucking... I mean, most people are ready. There's a plenty of us ready. Just listen. I'm tired of waiting on this fucking shit, man. As they keep doing little petty ass, little fucking punk ass. That's what you're doing, you old propagandist pricks. This is petty ass punk shit. And this
well,
right
when
here.
When they push it to that level, that's yep. when you're going to see it.
Yep. Yep. It's just like everything else. I mean, the goddamn invasion across the southern border. The people should have been down there, goddamn, just mobs. It just should have just left, dropped what they were doing, went down there when they first started this shit and pushed them back across the border and pushed that fucking, border patrol, which was the last, got made up of the last fucking invaders, push them all back across the border until you come back and we're gonna shoot your ass. I mean, if fucking 40,000 or 50,000 fucking people came at them at once, would be a lot. But what if a whole fucking million people went down to that border and fucking lockstep and went down there and just started shoving those fuckers back across the goddamn, throwing them across the fucking border. Get out and those border patrol with you. Pull that fucking gun, we'll mow your ass down. You son of a bitch, you do not have jurisdictional authority here anymore. You have waived it. You're goddamn aiding and abetting a fucking invasion into this country. You might just end up against a fucking wall. If I were you, I'd get beaten feet, motherfucker. But I mean, we're going to have to do this ourselves, people. That's what everybody has to get through their goddamn mind. And no, there's nobody coming along that's going to fix this shit for you. Because they do not want you to have individual freedom and liberty. They make more fucking money off you as just a straight up fucking slave, and they want you to know you're a slave. They want you to know that they set up on a pile of mountain and look down and piss down on you. These people who couldn't fucking roll you over if you were dead in the real fucking world in the jungle, they wouldn't survive 5 fucking minutes, but just because of fucking the mammon that they fucking control, oh, they can look down and try and act like they're tougher than you or badder ass than you or whatever, you know, you want to fucking call it. Well, you're fucking not. I mean, you're fucking with the majority that'll fucking tear you to fucking shreds. But then again, you got to consider they've already fucking slipped the UN peacekeepers in here. They're already here, people. They've already slipped them in, and you'll be seeing more and more of them pretty soon. And then when it starts, gets to the point where somebody, you know, a bunch of people lose their job over this something bullshit like this, and they do something about it, like beat the fuck out of the cocksuckers who show up to do their job. Then, oh, UN peacekeepers are, we're here. Oh God, UN peacekeepers moved in. They're in our country? Under whose fucking authority? Because you have no authority to bring in an outsider, it isn't even in the country. It's just a fucking, it's a made up fucking authority. But it is not, this is not fucking, a republic or anything else. These are fucking foreigners. A foreign organization. In your fucking country, and they're going to fucking point guns at your people. They're going to tell you what to fucking do. They think we'll blow holes right in those fucking blue helmets, you stupid motherfuckers. Test it. We'll be right back.
Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. I was told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun, and I won't shoot you. Rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. Don't come for my gun. Dumb down our kids. It's MK Ultra. AIDS and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your right. But I fight for together. We will not have to run. Your house. Your spouse will check against whatever they're from. Forehead! And domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:44 Pacific time, and that was Sermon Anomaly, but don't come for my gun. No, fuck it. We're way past that. I mean, we are so deep into this shit that it's indescribable. Listen, Colorado's, looks like it's the, Sayuchi, county up adopts emergency regulations allowing warrantless entry to private property and, preventing sale of firearms and ammo into. Adopts. I mean, goddamn people. You got six people sitting down. Yeah, we adopt. There's six officials here. We adopted this fucking blatant violation of the fucking law, of the highest law in this land. And yeah, we intend to enforce it with private fucking goddamn agents. You know, Blackwater USA. We will hire the muscle to fucking put forth our agenda. And you're going to ask, you're going to do what we tell you. No, we're not. You just fucking try this shit and see what happens. This is Colorado, of course. Colorado's Sayuchi County approves measures in case of emergency. In case of an emergency, you've already approved that you're going to be fucking little dictators. And all you got to do, well, it's emergency. If you got to go pee and you're not going to fuck, you don't want to wet your pants. It's emergency. I got to get up and go. I mean, there is no fucking... mention of any emergencies in the supreme law of this fucking land. There's no way around that ninth fucking article. You cannot possess such powers. Never. And to try to do so is fucking treason and sedition against the people and the highest law of this goddamn land, ratified December 15, 1791 by we the fucking people. That was for us, guys. That wasn't for them fucking, you know, aristocrats. It wasn't for those ones who would be what do they keep calling themselves? The ruling class? If there's a ruling class, then there's a rule. And I just like this way. We just adopted it. You don't have to have a warrant no more. This is another direct attack on the fucking Bill of Rights, on we the fucking people. But again, it's one that they haven't fucking put no fucking bodies in front of yet. They just keep throwing this shit at us every fucking day. Do it! And let's get this fucking shit over with. We'll see if you got what it takes. Anyway, the Arch Valley Voice reports on Tuesday, September 21st, the Sayuchi Board of County Commissioners, I wonder how many of that consists of, probably, you know, five, like I said, six, eight, what, it doesn't matter how many, but we decided, and you're going to do. No, that ain't how it fucking works. You don't just decide what I'm going to fucking do, you motherfucker, that you can come into my house or any goddamn thing. You're assuming you can. You fucking can't by law. There's only one way you can come in my fucking house, and that's to, and you got to have a goddamn common law court to begin with, which you fucking got rid of. So there's no way you can fucking do, this is all fucking rogue. This is the fucking communist fucking enemies, the fascist fucking enemies, coming at you with more threats. These are all, they keep threatening us. We're supposed to get scared. We're getting pissed. We're getting sick of your fucking threats. You know, after a little while, the men will stand up. Men can't just take, some men can. Some men will fucking crawl. They ain't got no spines. But there are plenty of us out here just don't take to fucking being threatened. We're sick of you threatening us. You better fucking stop it. These new regulations define the duties and powers of the chair of the BOCC. The powers. They just, what did they call it up here? And they just adopted some powers? Is that what they did? You can't just adopt powers, dickweed. The fucking ninth article does not allow you to adopt powers that allows you to violate that fucking absolute, unalienable, ratified fucking law. You can't do it. So what you're doing is unlawful, and it is an attack upon we the fucking people and our fucking, our unalienable fucking rights, our fucking rights to our autonomy to rule ourselves. You're just going to, me and Jill and Bob and Ted and Fred, we talked about it down at the Mason Lodge before we came to the meeting, but we're adopting a bunch of power here. Hey, how about this? We, the people, adopt our power back in that fucking Bill of Rights, because we honestly, by the law, have the highest fucking authority in this fucking country. We have the jurisdiction to hang these fuckers, shoot them, whatever. We're back to Lexington and Concord. You come to fucking do it, you're going to get fucking shot. And once people start shooting, man, you see, that's what it stays on their mind. We've said it many times. If they could come take our fucking guns, they would have already done it. They know they're fucking outnumbered, and they don't, they can't predict what this many people are going to do. Go ahead. I heard somebody trying to get in there.
Yeah, Henry?
Yeah?
Yeah, my name's Paul. I'm here in Kansas City. They'll do that shit just once, and then when a bunch of neighbors show up and they start getting shot at from behind and the side, they won't do that shit again.
Well, it's like when they hit Concord. You know, they burned some shit in Concord, and grabbed a few things, man, but it was the march back that was the son of a bitch when people just started rolling out of their houses with their own fucking guns, coming out of the woods and just mowing them down. I mean, yeah, we're every fucking where.
That's what'll happen.
I believe so.
I mean, that's the line that'll be crossed. And I don't know how Colorado can even say such shit like that.
They can't.
Warrantless searches?
They can be hung for it. I mean, that's sedition.
Yeah.
Right in your face. It's like these communists out in the streets telling you, this is a communist revolution. Really? And in fact, it's not even, it's right there on the mainstream media, and they're showing you this guy standing there, a Chinaman standing there telling you this is a communist revolution, and he's not arrested. He's out there fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, every time you see one of these politicians in Washington, you see some Asian standing behind him.
I'm seeing it more and more myself, enough to notice it.
Yep.
And hey, Henry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read that article about the New Jersey. I don't know what he was, governor or whatever, and he said, "The Bill of Rights is above my pay grade."
Uh huh. It is above his pay grade.
Yes.
And he better fucking learn what that means. But, I mean, it's just like these people here. We're just, what do they say they're doing here? We're adopting this. How about we, the people, adopt the goddamn policy that we're going to enforce our goddamn absolute law with our fucking second article, because you've removed our common law courts. You leave us no choice. And you're threatening us with force. You're threatening us with force that we fucking paid for. Because it's going to be the National Guard. Then they can bring in, NORCOM. And then, to be led by internationalists that don't even fucking, they're not even, shit citizens, let alone fucking nationals of this country, are gonna be fucking leading them. They're already here. They're waiting on it. They're waiting on these fuckers to actually give this a fucking try. And when we start enforcing our law, that United Nations, that slimy fucking, unlawful fucking creation. I mean, you talk about creating something out of thin air, just like the money. That was created out of thin fucking air. Fuck you. We never agreed. The people never ratified any of this shit that put us in this international community. None of us wanted to be there. Everybody was fucking happy here. And as, the racism, I mean, goddamn it, everything was, we were doing pretty good and we were pretty happy, man. For being under an admiralty dictatorship and not knowing it. But see, that's why they plug it in. They spend 100 years or so, more than 100 years, plugging it in, but not turning it on. Now they're trying to turn it all on at once, and the more they fail, it's the way of the fucking dictator. The more he's gonna squeeze the people. But see, they're not, this is just threats. All we get out of these fuckers is threats. They're not actually doing the squeezing, or they'd be getting shot at right now. If they actually fucking go through with your fucking threat. Try to exercise that power that you just appropriated and gave to yourself out of fucking nowhere in violation of our law. You fucking treasonous piece of shit. Just try to violate. Well, let's look at what they're going to do here. The new regulations define the duties and powers of the chair. I mean, this is also the chair of a committee. You mean chair of this communist committee of these fucking 10 or 12 fucking people? Are gonna tell 60,000 fucking people what to do? I don't fucking think so. And when you make your fucking move, you either make it small and you really get fucking slaughtered, or you make it big and you get slaughtered in a bigger way. And that wakes more people up. And I mean, you get a big enough fucking action in the first fucking, encounter, this whole goddamn country will come unglued. And you know it. This is what they're dealing with, people. Anyway, let's see what they're going to do here. The chair, spending, chair of the BOCC spending authorities. Spending authorities. So you're the chair of the spending authorities and you're going to fucking do warrantless searches and take people's guns and spending limits, the secession of the authority of government, the secession, that's like the handing over of the authority of government continually or continuity, I'm sorry. Government continuity of operations and alternative meeting locations for the BOCC during a county declared disaster, somewhere for them to fucking hide. They want in a bunker to work from, where they just take their cowardly asses, these motherfuckers who have no fucking balls, would never try to back this shit themselves, where they go hide in a fucking hole and they see if they paid mercenaries can pull it up. Hey, you know what? You better stay in that fucking hole. You better get the hell out of this country. We find you in that fucking hole, we'll bury you alive, you son of a bitch. You fucking think you can do something like this? Although not stated in the article, the resolution gives the county unheard of rights. Now, we know what the fucking ninth article says. The enumeration in the Constitution, and we're talking the Constitution, which was never ratified by the people, of certain rights shall not be construed, that is, interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And then, you know, like I said, I've been saying lately here, you know, they try to, Napolitano tries to act, well, that was just for all the rights, because you couldn't just list every goddamn right. No, we put together a system to litigate our rights. And we litigate our rights, not you motherfuckers, and you know you can't come into our common law courts, you can't come into the people's courts, you were supposed to stay the fuck away from us. You guaranteed us that there was never nothing in that Constitution that would be used to try to deny or disparage our fucking right. We didn't need no Bill of Rights. Thank goodness we have one, huh? Because that is the fucking law of this land. And we do have the absolute, not only right, but fucking duty to enforce that goddamn law. When you try to, it says, allows county to prevent the sale of anything? What? What kind of, I mean, here's your little petty dictator. Allows the closing of non-essential businesses. What? No, without due process of the law, no thought about the fucking law. This is just what we adopted. We adopted this the other day, and this is how it is. Prevents the sale of alcohol and firearms? Are they starting their own little judicial here, people? This administrative board, this fucking goddamn communist committee, allows county to accept gifts from nonprofits and private organization. What? Doesn't that sound like we might be slipping into fascism a bit there, people? Nonprofits and private organizations? You ain't got no more fucking saying nothing than I do. And you only have it as an individual. I don't care if there's fucking 10,000 of you. Fuck you. You cannot violate my individual God-given fucking natural rights. You cannot touch them. If you do, I got the right to fucking shoot you. Just like the people at fucking Concord fucking shot them. It's like the people all through their, after the uprising was fucking hijacked by the same pricks that they went to fucking war with, they still had the fucking, they shot until they had their goddamn rights. And that's what we're going to fucking do. You leave us no choice, communist. You leave us no choice, fascist. You leave us no choice, fucking corporation. You leave us no choice, vulture capitalist. Yep. Suspends the use of water resources. What? Suspends the use of water. Oh, you want a drink of water, you better take the shot, huh? I mean, you look at these fuckers. This is what they just... We just adopted this. We wrote it down on a piece of paper. And now, I mean, we're talking about violating your whole fucking denying and disparaging. This is beyond it. This is spit. This is saying you don't have no goddamn rights. And that's what that fucking king tried. That's what he tried at Concord. That's where it all started. And he found out, yes, we do have fucking rights. And we do have the fucking guns and fucking ammunition to back them up. And we more than have the guns and ammunition to back up our fucking Bill of Rights. It is the fucking law of this land. And these son of a bitches are, I mean, they're clear up. They're in another fucking world. They're acting like they can set up their own little goddamn little kingdoms. Because that's what this fucking shit is. The ability to enter any property at will. Well, what about the fourth? We're attacking, don't you guys see? And we fucking already declared war on your fucking Bill of Rights. We told you. We put it in writing. And every day we just keep, there's more and more of this shit just keeps coming at us. And from these fucking old propaganda, this is how they've succeeded in the past. But you still
hey,
got
hey,
it. Pardon?
I say, hey, Henry,
hey,
the only thing you're saying to us right now, this is the king's land. It's not your peasants and serfs' lands anymore.
I know it. I mean, and you try to tell the average person something like that, man, and you can even show them the documentation, but it's just, it's becoming more real to more people. When they start kicking your fucking door in, I can see it, and, you know, I talked about there would be fighting in the streets. I've talked about, you know, everything we talked about years before it came into being. And I'm telling you right now, the first incident will occur where they'll be like, foreigners that can't even speak your language. You'll have one UN motherfucker there that's an interpreter as they come bust in your fucking house. They're gonna break in, they're gonna just come into somebody's fucking house. And they're gonna fucking rape their daughter, they're gonna rape the wife, and they're gonna take the fucking man's gun away from him, the beautifully polished fucking, they're gonna want that son of a bitch. You can see yourself in it. The guy's beautifully polished gun, and then the people are going to know, are you still denying this isn't real? It's like the COVID thing. I mean, there was a lot of argument back and forth about, you know, well, you're this and that, but fuck you. Here's the reports. Oh, fuck you. Oh, your friend of yours died? Your coworker died? You took the shot and got real fucking sick? I guess you believe it now, don't you? I mean, why in the hell would anybody come out and fucking against something that was good? We know better. We know you want us fucking dead. We know this is fucking global genocide in accordance with the Georgia Guidestones. But you're not going to fucking achieve it. The people, all people out there listening all around the fucking world, we have to kill ourselves for them. They do not have what it takes to fucking kill us. It's like looking at Blumenthal and fucking Pelosi. What could those two fuckers do to anybody? They have to have armed guards around them 24/7 because they can fucking crack an egg. Oh, but we can hire mercenaries. Well, hire those mercenaries. If going against the American people for a paycheck is what you want to try to do, give it a fucking go. But man, I'll tell you, as mercenary, you ain't going to be no quarter ass, none given. It will be fucking to the fucking death, and we outnumber you motherfuckers. And once we start taking it to these UN peacekeepers, it's just like in Vietnam when we had our advisors there under Kennedy, and then the advisors start getting killed. Well, we're sending in troops. Well, send in your fucking troops. Whatever you got left in high heels and fucking men wearing bras and women wearing dicks and whatever in the hell you got, send it in, and we'll deal with them. Oh, we know. We hit the UN. The UN was leading a bunch of fucking of these national Stasi motherfuckers, and they got their asses shot off. So now when the United Nations has to come in, we're bringing the United Nations, bring them in. We'll fucking shoot. We'll shoot until you are all fucking gone. And that fucking thing you're calling your military ain't yours. Every piece of equipment belongs to the American nationals of this fucking country. Like everything in this goddamn country belongs to the American nationals. You fucking Chinese who have think you've taken huge parts of this country for your goddamn communist government over there. It don't belong to you. I mean, they can, just like this shit here, they can write it down on a piece of paper. But by God, this is fucking unlawful. We have the right to enforce the law. We will enforce the law to a degree of fucking zero tolerance for violations that are fucking obvious fucking fraud, obvious fucking treason, and we will fucking take it all the fucking way. We got no choice. You either do that or you be prepared to be a fucking slave. And I think the people are fucking turning, people are turning hard and returning quick as they're seeing, because once you get something like, you know, that you've seen all these school board meetings. Once those people go there and, you know, some guy who thinks that, you know, oh, I'm an American here and I got the right to First Amendment, I got the right to speak, and to get the hell beat out of him, he gets tased and fucking drug out of the building that he fucking paid for by these fucking goons who have no fucking authority over them whatsoever. I mean, that guy's going to turn around and go, wow, man, those are the same people who are telling us that coronavirus was bullshit. The same people who are telling us that that's what these fuckers are. They're doing a lot for us and just the fucking, when they try to fucking enforce this shit, that'll the conversion rate will fucking shoot clear to the moon. Garrett fucking teed. Because everybody's going to be afraid it's going to happen to them. And I mean, all we need is just one fucking outrage. And they have to come at you with an outrage because you got them so far outnumbered. They have to bring an outrage and you have to fight like a fucking savage and make it a fucking outrage. Make it an outrage that they came to your house where you were minding your own fucking business, tried to force their way into your fucking house without a goddamn common law warrant. And you fucking shot it out with them. You did well. I have a lot more planned for them than that, but fucking. You fucking tore their ass up and then the people came out of their houses just like at Concord and started shooting and shot them clear out of fucking town. Now what? What's the next move? Once one town does it, once one group of people does it, it's going to be open season, man. Everybody has to do it. Everybody will see. These people had no choice. There was a guy there. He was the dumbest son of a bitch of them all. And he had to figure it out the hard way. He's the one that got his fucking wife raped. Now he ain't polishing that gun. He's sitting there fucking stewing in his own juices, thinking about what a fucking coward he had been all along and how he could have prevented that a long fucking time, how generationally this could have been prevented. At any rate, guys, we're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, just see this shit for what it is. I mean, right here, they're telling you, we just adopted this. We just adopted this great big, the power to fucking, overrule your fucking Bill of Rights, to overrule your fucking, the highest law in this land that cannot be breached. If they try to breach it, we're supposed to kill them. Yeah, they're just telling you right there to your face. Five of us decided that we're gonna just say, fuck your goddamn Bill of Rights. Really? And then you're just gonna let those five go? People. That is the word from the trenches.